Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What up, San Diego? Welcome into Gwynn and Chris 201 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, all together now in the studio. Padres get swept in the Vetter Cup. The vaunted
Did they hand the cup to the Mariners on their way out of town?
They were too upset. They didn't hand it to them. They just made them grab it and leave.
Yeah.
So yeah, Padres ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw with the starting pitching of the Mariners that was dominant over that series. They've now lost four straight, if you include the last two against Arizona. And
yeah, it's over, Tony. Again. For the 100th time this season, the season is over.
It is. It certainly hasn't gone well here as of late. And after a great previous homestand that was followed by their first home road success.
Yeah.
A little bit of a slow start here on this homestand, and it seems like they're getting to the break at the right time. You got a bunch of injuries. You get to some of those reports, and it seems like, you know, the bullpen is pretty tired. This off day could come at a better time. The starting rotation has had some cracks, although Michael King was great again yesterday. Major on the other end was not. He was sit down before yesterday's game, and they'll go with the four starters that they need moving forward. And, you know, they add one arm to that bullpen. But this is kind of what we've seen all season long. I tend to put this Seattle Mariners series to a side only because I thought the pitching was that good from the Mariners' standpoint.
Was I wrong, or did Logan Gilbert pitch the best game anyone's pitched against the Padres this year? I know he ended up giving up a couple of runs.
Right, right.
But for six innings, he allowed one ground ball single that, man, he would have thrown Solano out on that play. So it would have been a no-hitter through six innings. He walked one guy. He only threw like 14 pitches.
It was
unbelievable. Yeah. How dominant he was, and he didn't even look like he was trying out there. That guy has the smoothest delivery I've ever seen, and that I didn't mind. I was a little frustrated to get shut down by Bryce Miller, only because Bryce Miller came in with the worst road ERA in baseball. Now, you look at his home ERA, he's a tough customer, 2.36 or something up in Seattle, but he'd struggled on the road, and, you know, I think the game came down to that second inning yesterday. They had him on the ropes, had bases loaded, and, you know, they get three or four runs there. It changes everything, but it didn't happen.
And to me, that is, you know, A, that's what the Padres have done. One of the things they've done really well is get in those situations and get something out of it.
They needed to get Profar up there with the bases loaded.
Unfortunately, it was Kim in that spot. And then it took, you know, a terrific throw from Julio Rodriguez, who seemingly found his stroke in that series as well. At the four hits to in that first game.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they've lost four straight now to at this homestand. Braves come to town tomorrow. And, you know, you try to get a couple before you get the All-Star break.
I will say this, Tony. I think it is important. And it's always seems, you know, because we've talked about it already. Let's go back to the original tweet by Bill James. When you're a 500 team, every game seems more important than it really is. But I feel like, you know, after going 12-3 and winning how many exciting games during that run? You know, you had five walk-off wins. You had the Profar Grand Slam Manny two-run homer game. You had an 11-1 rout in Boston, 9-2 in Boston. I mean, you had a lot of fun wins during that stretch. So maybe this was to be expected that you come down to earth a little bit. But my point is, if they don't get any wins this weekend, and they're going to be facing Lopez and Sale, it looks like, Saturday and Sunday, all-star. If they don't get any wins in this series, they actually would go into the break under 500. And that would be very disappointing, I think, to them because of what they accomplished leading up to this. So, you know, I don't think, you know, this is why I feel like it's important to get, you know, I'd like to get two from the Braves and, you know, go in with a good feeling.
I think you need to flip that. You said it'd be very disappointing to them. I think it'd be very disappointing to us.
To us. Yes, you're right. Okay.
They recognize they still got a whole half. They don't want to go in under 500.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I think it'd be more disappointing to us.
Yeah, and it would be disappointing because we'd have to put up with 4 days of you people on the phones during the All-Star break swearing that the season is over
for
sure.
Led by me. Led by me.
Yeah. You'd be leading the charge?
I can't. If they go into the All-Star break on a losing streak, it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
what are
well,
we doing
here?
You know, look.
Let me ask you, can I ask you a question? And, let's talk about it real quick. Do you guys, I don't know if we remember, do you remember what your guess was where they would finish at the end of the year?
In terms of wins and losses?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't it 84 or 5?
You said 84 or 5. That puts them how many over 500?
Yeah, 6 or 7. So.
I think I put them at like 90 wins.
So. You did not.
No, I think I did.
When did you put them at 90 wins?
No, I predicted that they would win 90 games,
please.
I'm pretty sure.
Please.
You said please.
Why is that so crazy to think?
Because nobody predicted they were going to win 90 games this year. They shaved their payroll practically in half. They were picked a solid fourth in the NL West. The only thing keeping them from going lower being the state of the Rockies. So, I don't know who picked 90 wins, but if you did, you're the only one.
Right. And so, what did they finish last year?
82 and 80.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, they're on the track that I think most people had them on at this point right now, but I think what we've seen this year has given you the feeling that there's more in there, right? And I just think they haven't gotten to that. You'll hear a little bit more about this in that roundtable we'll have in an hour, what, at 5 o'clock.
5 to 6,
follows our show. But, you know, this team largely has been without Joe, largely has been without you when they were around. They weren't necessarily pitching their best. I think they had pockets where they threw the ball very well. The bullpen, I mean, Mordejon, Estrada, Suarez have been money. Everybody else has been inconsistent at best.
Yeah.
Again, they've had pockets where they've thrown the ball well. They've had pockets where they've thrown the ball not so well. Offensively, the best stretch, and I said this during the roundtable, the best stretch this team had when they went 12-3, I don't think it's a coincidence that Manny Machado swung the bat probably at his best.
Hit over 400, had 6 home runs during that stretch, like 18 RBIs in the 15 games.
Yeah.
A walk-off home run, and, you know, you're right, Tony. When he's going, they go. It was your great point that you brought up, because even when Profar and Merrill and everybody was, you know, playing crazy, they couldn't really get a good run together until Manny joined them.
Right.
And then when that happened, 12-3. So I think it's still capable. A four-game losing streak's not going to bother me right now.
At
it really
this point,
isn't.
These losing streaks should do nothing to any of us. We've seen how many. I feel like all of the wins and all the losses have come via the streak.
Well, this is their fifth losing streak, fourth or fifth. Let me see. I'm trying to kind of scroll through here. I believe it's their fourth losing streak this season of four or more games. So this has happened quite a bit. Yeah. Now, the first time they lost five in a row, they came back, they won four straight. The next time they lost five in a row, they won 15-3. So, or 12-3.
Right.
So, you know, this four-game losing streak could very well be followed by another hot streak. And you know, and if Mike Schilt doesn't want to say it, fine, but it's a roller coaster ride. But I think the point that he's tried to make that we haven't necessarily agreed with him on is that baseball is a roller coaster ride.
Yes.
He just doesn't want to get on that because he understands this is going to happen anyway, overreact to it like we are.
Right. And when you think about it, the pockets, I mean, the Padres won, what was it, 8 out of 10 series at once, at one time, 8 out of 11 series,
something along
those lines. I mean, that's kind of how you build more wins than losses, is by winning series. Now, they've stumbled here the last, what, two series? They've lost after winning four consecutive series, I believe it was.
Right.
And so this has been the norm for this team. I still contend we haven't seen them at full strength yet for a good period of time. Somebody's always been out, and hopefully, you know, all goes well with Joe's rehab. We continue to send our prayers or our thoughts or what for whatever's happening with you and his family. But those two guys are mightily important to get back. And if you can't get one back, the idea of trade talks coming up as we get closer and closer to the deadline. You got a few prospects teams are interested in, and you got a glutton of infielders that may could get you there. I don't know if that's something AJ wants to do. I don't know if I necessarily think it's something they should do, but those are all things that we're going to be talking about here a lot coming in the next, what, month or so?
Yeah.
Not even month or so. When's the deadline now?
31st?
August?
Got three.
July.
3 weeks. Hey, I brought it up yesterday. Scraby and I kind of jumped in on it right at the end. We only had 40 minutes yesterday, but we'll kick it around on the round table later. But I brought up Ha-Seong Kim, and I just, he's not my all-time favorite player, but that's neither here nor there. The question is...
Sorry, July 30th. I wanted to be correct.
Thank you. The question is whether or not, you know, we should dangle him in a trade. And the problem is, you know, if you do that, then you take away your chance to have your best defense, because him at short, Bogey at second, Cronenworth at first would be your best defense. And you're going to have that, looks like, this weekend. Bogaerts is going to come back. So if you traded Kim, you'd have to move somebody to shortstop, and Arise would have to go back to first base. So that's one deal. The other part is he's only a rental to somebody because he's a free agent at the end of the year. So who's going to want to rent Ha-Seong Kim? Well, a contender would.
Right.
The problem is you're a contender. So it's going to be a pretty difficult trade to make. I'm just trying to figure out a way to get another starting pitcher and use something where I maybe have a little excess. The other spot I looked at is catcher. I mean, I don't know where Campusano is. Maybe there's something, you know, Mike Schilt and the staff thinks that I don't. But, you know, when he comes off the injured list, I expect him to at least be the backup to Higashioka. He doesn't even get to play yesterday. So is that a signal to Campusano that, you know, he's no longer in the plans? Maybe it's just an overreaction to a weak stretch where he really hasn't played. But
well, he just got off the IL not that long ago.
But
so
I would, anyway. We do have a couple of spots where we might be able to make a move, but it's going to be so difficult to make, and which leads me to think they might have to dip into the farm thing again, because they absolutely have to get another pitcher with this Darvish situation. You know, it's almost imperative, right? I mean,
are you bringing up the catching as a way to be able to get a pitcher? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't think, and that's why I said, I don't think Campusano alone could get you the kind of pitcher that you want.
I don't know that the catching, I mean, I think Kyle got hot and has been able to play well. He's thrown the ball well. His defense has been well. But I don't think that means it's his job for the rest of his way. I think Mike Schilt's going to play the hot hand. Campusano most likely didn't play in that last game because you had a left-handed catcher that was up there that could actually, you know, match up better. Left-handed hitter.
Right.
That is a catcher. And so I agree. it seems like the rotation is where your eyes are. But I mean, the bullpen's another spot that you that you can look at as well. But that'll be decisions that they pay AJ Preller for, and he's probably hard at work.
And those are decisions that they pay us to speculate about, unfortunately.
Right.
So
right.
We have to sit here and speculate when we really truly don't know.
I know we're not in the business of talking about next year yet, but
no, we're not.
There's a lot that needs to be done this offseason. Like,
we don't care
there a chance that they trade Dylan Cease away to get someone else? He's only got 1 year of control.
We don't care right now.
All right.
We're in July 11th. Can we at least
trade away Profar too? Because he's a free agent at the end of the year?
No, he's untradeable.
But you're only worried about next year.
Yeah, you're right. Xander Bogaerts, everybody wants to trade him. But he's got a no-trade clause.
He's not going nowhere.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere either. Yeah.
Xander Bogaerts is going to come back and have a hellacious second half of the season and shut everybody out there up. And I'm saying it because I'm hoping to speak it into existence so that
speak
we don't have to hear from everybody for the next 2 months about what a
first of all,
drag he's been. This guy had a 280 year last year, 19 homers, 19 steals, and yet everyone looks at last season and says he was awful. He wasn't awful.
I did a whole thing on the Scraby Show Xander Bogaerts being number one almost and everything.
We should be rooting that he comes back.
Yes.
Because
he's on our team.
If he does,
why are you going to root against
him? The lineup gets tougher. So let's not trade him. Let's root for him to come back and be the Xander of the second half of last season. Watch his offense go shoo! All right, let's get the break. When we come back, we got more baseball. Sean Burroughs, you guys, we talked about that when he passed. More news about that has come out. We'll talk a little bit about that. We also got the Home Run Derby. Field is set. Got what else we got? Gwen and Chris FAQ, huh?
It's back.
Oh.
And we got a fair or foul.
Fair or foul. We got it all for you guys.
Wait, what? There's Gwen and Chris FAQ? I wasn't notified.
I wasn't notified either. I just saw it myself.
This is where we have to give the darkest, deepest secrets of ourselves out.
Yes, let me make sure.
I think you should clear that with us before you just put it on.
Hold on. I got to go back to the text.
Yeah, it wasn't in there.
Oh,
dog.
It's not on there.
Dang it. I didn't put it in there.
You tried to ambush us on the air.
Ambush FAQ coming up.
I thought I put it in our text this morning, but I didn't.
Texting us
well,
earlier.
Remember the dice controls who has to answer questions about themselves, and only I really see the result of the
dice.
Do
you have a weighted die now?
I'm going to get one today so that you have to answer all the questions.
All right, all that and more when we come back. More Gwen and Chris.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. We are underway here for a Thursday afternoon. Join us on YouTube. You can watch the show. Just go to YouTube. Search 97.3 The Fan. Show will pop up there. You can enjoy all of us in studio today. My goodness. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Mr. Scraby. And, of course, the Padre Roundtable is coming up after our program at 5 o'clock. Then, the Scraby Chronicles tonight return. from 6 to 7. Padres are idle today. But our friend Tony Gwynn Jr. is far from idle today. Padres have their big Fufu gala event tonight.
Fufu, huh?
Sorry. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's not, it's a kind of event that people like you and I are not privy to, Scray, but only Tony Gwynn Jr. and a luminary such as him go to this. But it's a big fundraiser, right?
Big
down
fundraiser
at Petco Park tonight.
Dinner on the Diamond.
Dinner on the Diamond. Yes, they raise a ton of money for good causes. And so you'll be, are you dressing to the nines tonight?
Dressing to the nines,
yeah,
baby.
I bet you got, what do you got? You're going to give us a little, want to give us a preview since
yeah,
we won't?
Yeah, I'll give you a little preview. I'm going to go a little, I'm going to go pretty standard today. It's going to be just a black suit.
Okay.
Grayish shirt. No
nice.
Tie. No tie.
Little, no tie.
Little hanky. Little pocket square.
Really?
Yeah.
Who does the folding of the pocket square for you?
That'll be me.
You
oh.
do?
Be me.
Do
yes.
your own.
Yes, I do.
Very good.
I might roll with a tie today. I like kind of knotting up every once
yes,
in a while.
Yes, it's nice and cool out there, yeah, Tony. You're going to want to cinch that shirt way up.
That's the only reason why I won't, because it's not
could
that
be
cool.
That could be the drawback to it. Of course, yesterday... and I know this was a, you know, had to be a tough day for you, Tony. And I say that ahead of time. But I know, you know, the fans got a kick out of, you know, I'm sure seeing the guys from 1984
yeah.
pop out. And,
yeah.
you know, your mother did a, you know, as a, she looked fantastic, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
She came on out on the lines there, you know, as your dad was honored. But I really enjoyed it. You know, I mean, I was here in 1984. I know a lot of people were. And, we look back on it with pretty fond memories. I mean, it was the first time, you know, our Padres ever made any kind of noise anywhere in Major League Baseball. And, you know, I always like to see the Garv come out. And, you know, the Terry Kennedy was there, TK. You guys had Tempe on the television for an inning. And I loved hearing him talk.
Yeah.
And but, you know, seeing Dave Dravecki and being reminded, you know, that this is a guy who basically gave his left arm to the game of baseball, right? I mean, he broke it on a pitch, and then they found, was it some cancer, I think,
yeah.
in his arm, and he lost his arm. To see Dave Dravecki was fantastic. And you know, whoever, everybody else, but the one guy that stood out to me the most yesterday was Ed Whitson. And I say this because Ed looked fantastic.
He did.
He came out there, and I'm like, boy, he looks like he could go five innings. And what I remember about Ed Whitson was that the guy was a chain smoker who actually smoked on during games he pitched.
Yeah, they're built different.
If you can believe that.
Built different.
Eddie
can
Whitson,
you still smoke as a player?
Nah, I know stadiums allowing you to.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
That's not.
I don't know. Jim Leland used to sneak in the cigarettes all the time, but Ed Whitson, I was just a young, you know, guy. Came down to the clubhouse or the locker room one day, or the dugout during a game because I was a film runner for the paper. I had to pick up some film, and take it back to the newspaper, and I walked down that. Remember that long walkway that
at Qualcomm,
at Qualcomm
yeah.
from the locker room down to the field, and I see a guy sitting in a director's chair down in the opening of that walkway, and he's got his cigarette going, and he's you know,
they have a shirt off.
No, I think he had a shirt on.
Ed was always walking around with
his
shirt on.
Right, but no, he had his. I think he had his jersey on because he was actually pitching in that game. And when the inning was over, I actually saw him put his cigarette out, toss it to the side, and then run out the tunnel and back out onto the mound. And I thought, this is something, you know, I've never thought I would see.
Smoking is bad. Really, really, really bad. But there's something cool to me about smoking
there was something
a dart
about
and flicking
Ed,
it as you walk to the
Ed
mound.
Ed Whitson, man. I think if they would have let him put set it there on the rubber next to him, he would have done it.
A lawn dart.
But I guess the bottom line is, Ed walked out. He looked healthier than as healthy as anybody. So
it was
fun to see.
He
everybody.
Did look. A lot of those guys look good.
They did.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, listen. I think for me, it wasn't as hard yesterday. You know, I get through the month of May and June. You know, it's a little bit easier after those 2 months. It's just fun to see those guys getting to chat with Tempe during the game yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. I was glad they did that. I like to see, you know, I think people have to remember, you know, outside of what? The Marlins, the Rockies, the Rays and the Diamondbacks, there ain't too many teams younger than the Padres, right?
That's right, yeah. When the Padres came into baseball, there were 24 teams, and they came in with the Expos, the Royals, and the Pilots, who immediately turned around and became the Brewers.
So that came to 28.
So that put it to 28, and now there's what, 30?
30, exactly.
So, yeah, there's not many more.
And so, you know, I think because of that, you know, the Padres don't have a ton of history. You know, they haven't been able to have like the success of maybe like the Marlins and the Diamondbacks, who've been relatively young and all have World Series titles.
Right.
And so, you know, the history for the Padres is important. I saw it similar in Milwaukee when I was there, right? That 82 team was the only thing anybody ever talked about.
Because they were in the World Series.
In 2006.
Sure. Yeah.
But it was the only thing they could talk about. And right. So I know these historic teams, at least in this franchise, is important.
Absolutely. And it was fun to see all those guys. Kudos to the Padres having them all there yesterday. All right, we got another minute in this segment. The passing of Sean Burrows, and this happened a couple of months ago, but we've come to find out that it was a fentanyl overdose that caused the death. And we bring this up not to cast any light on Sean Burrows, because that's not going to do anybody any good. But what is going to do somebody some good out there is a reminder to please be careful with this thing. I mean, it is, who knows? He might have just been taking a over-the-counter medicine. It could have been. We don't know.
We don't need to
speculate on that. Right. The point is I don't think that this is something he knew he was taking.
What we know is that
cost him his life.
Fentanyl is is being put in as a whatever they use it for,
a filler
to, you know, for some other drugs that are being sold on the streets. And I don't. In some cases, we don't know if Sean is one of those cases, but in some cases, people don't know they're actually taking it. In a lot of cases, people don't know they're actually taking it, and so, you know, it's a gamble. You know, when you're,
but that is a gamble that is really not worth taking.
No.
You lose that one.
I think it's a really important thing to remember that, like, this stuff, you could only do it once, and it's.
It don't even have to be that much.
No, and it's over.
It's that powerful.
Like, being in the rooms that I'm in sometimes, the AA rooms, hearing some of these stories of these people that are, like, literally taking their lives in their hands, playing Russian roulette, it's just scary.
I mean, it may sound like an over-exaggeration, but, I mean, that's virtually what it is, Russian roulette.
I also think people need to maybe keep Narcan around them, which is like it counteracts the opiate overdose, so that, like, because I know I have some in my house just in case. You never know when you're going to need it, because when you use it, you'll hopefully never use it again, but you'll be so happy that you had it because it will help someone.
Yeah.
Well,
you're in those circles probably more than anybody I know.
I've heard some people tell me about using that stuff before, and it's like, yes, it saves your life, but it just, all of that stuff is just so bad for your brain, your body, everything. It just takes everything from you. So please don't do it, everybody.
Really. This is not something to mess around with. Burrows did die May 9th. At the age of 43.
And I would like to real quickly address the people in the comments that say, oh man, this guy couldn't even quit when he was going to his kid's Little League game. It's not all about that, people. Like,
yeah,
come on.
Passion.
Yeah, seriously. His son, I don't know anything about the situation, but being found outside your car is just so tragic.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's a really sad story, but it needs to be, you know, reminded again and again. To just, you know, be so careful and don't take those kinds of chances. They're not necessary. All right. With that said, both Tony and I are going to wade into this next segment. Quinn and Chris FAQ blindly. We don't even know what Scraby's got for us, but it's questions that are really designed to embarrass us. So we'll find out about it next.
Last series before the break. Sunday theme game tickets are available. Now, they're giving away these baseball card pins. I think they're awesome. Called player pins.
The peanut gallery really wants these things, sounds like.
Oh, these are huge items. I'm not kidding either.
They're big deals.
Camposano there. And then we got No Joe, baby.
No Joe.
These are pretty sweet, man.
Campy's earring dangles in the pin.
Oh, it does. I mean, they give you a little tighter look at that. You see it?
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
I think that's kind of cool.
But you have to get a theme game ticket.
Theme game ticket only, though.
I saw Don the other night be like, you have to buy a theme game ticket. I'm sure that people, I would have missed
that. Well, I think a lot of people come to the game Sunday and expect these are going to be handed out to everybody,
no,
and they're not.
You got to get a special theme game ticket.
Theme game. I want to get the Jackson Mary Merrill Christmas T-shirt. I like that. I saw you modeling that yesterday.
Very comfortable cotton.
Looks
there.
Good.
Yeah, man.
Looks like a good shirt. When does
that
one come out?
That's another theme game joint.
I know.
I don't know exactly what day it is, though.
Yeah, I'm going to look forward to that.
All right. No traffic. Let's get to our Gwen and Chris FAQ.
Do we have to?
Yeah, we'll get an open for this, too. We got two segments that need opens now, but last time we did this, we had a pretty good time. I'll get into the way it works in just a second, but this hour at 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food from a healthier weight to more energy. When you switch your dog's food to The Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this, Chris? None at all.
Maybe.
It's just
does your dog eat? Does your dog eat this?
He has.
Okay.
It's just real food made for the health of dogs. You get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. Now, yesterday, my dog was the most well-behaved dog in the studio, and Chris's dog was not that well-behaved.
Kylie, right?
Kylie, yes. Kylie the dog. Is Kylie okay?
She's fine.
Okay.
She's
She wasn't digging her place.
She was just uncomfortable running around looking for food and barking during the show.
She was barking at Jeff Hamby, who was just sitting outside.
Yeah, it didn't. her appearance did not go well, so she's probably not going to make too many more appearances.
She was fine. She was fine. All right, so here's how it works. There's four categories: Chris questions, Tony questions, Scraby questions, group questions. Chris is going to roll the die, and that determines who has to answer a question.
Right.
So, Chris, go ahead and roll the die.
All right, first number up is 5.
Okay, do it again.
Oh, 5's no
good. I need
good.
To find a four-sided die.
Four lower? Four.
A four-sided die?
I don't know if they have them, but
they do, actually.
They do?
Yeah, go to a game shop. You can find any sided die.
Have you started your magic lessons yet, Chris?
Nope. This weekend.
This weekend.
Yeah, you didn't hear about that one, Tony.
I didn't hear about that.
I signed up for, I'm going to learn how to do magic. Starting this weekend, I'm taking
That's
my
awesome.
First
I can't wait to
lesson.
Get you to do some magic tricks.
All right, the group question is, if you won the lottery, would you quit your job? Chris, you go
first.
Right.
No, I don't think so.
You wouldn't?
No, I really enjoy this job.
Okay.
And this is a bit of a life goal situation with me, is to stay, mentally attached as long as I can and have something, to be getting up and, looking forward to every day.
Okay.
And so
it matters.
Like, I worry about some of my friends who are, because I'm getting, to that age a little bit, where some of my friends are retiring and I think they like it. They tell me they like it, but I'm not, it doesn't sound great to me.
Yeah.
Getting up every day and okay. It sounds fun for a few days, but like forever and ever. So, no, I think I would definitely want to work.
Tony, would you quit your job?
I'd quit one of my jobs.
We all know which one that would be.
Yeah, see you, Tony.
I agree with Chris. I have seen it. I think we've all seen it. Like somebody we know who's older, retire, and decline. Because they don't, it seems like, we don't have any proof, but it seems like you don't have that thing that you're focused on and it keeps your mind active.
Yeah. Pulls you through.
Yeah, and that's kind of scary. So I would definitely want to continue to work, especially at this age. I'm only 41, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to add one thing. I have no chance of winning the lottery. Because I do not play the lottery.
I don't play either. I don't play. My wife plays sometimes.
I really get a kick out of the fact that when it gets to $200 million, people play as if winning $14 million won't be enough.
Nah. For me,
makes no sense.
I couldn't even quit my job fast enough.
Yeah, I could tell.
And I couldn't even find an island to buy fast enough.
I guarantee after you quit your job, you'd be back working, doing something.
No, I would definitely do something like...
I would give you less than 6 months.
I would do it on my own. Like, I would employ myself to do something.
Okay, you'd be your own boss.
Yeah, yeah. But I joke when I say I would get out of here as fast as possible. I mean, like Chris said, this is a dream job. I worked my way up here. But there is something free about not being tied down
100%.
By the man. Not being tied down by the man, Chris.
I like the man.
I like the...
He likes the man, apparently.
The man is definitely strapping us down, for sure.
All right, roll the die, Chris.
Oh. Two.
Two is a Tony question.
Uh-oh.
All right. This is a good one. What's the most embarrassing moment you have had with another baseball player?
What does that mean?
It could be anything. It could be you were with Prince Fielder and you tripped and fell in front of a bunch of fans. I don't know. Something on the field. I know the Turf Monster in Toronto.
Yeah, we've gone over the Turf Monster plenty enough times there, Scraby.
And if you haven't gone over it enough, I'm sure, Scraby, you'll tweet out the video again.
Oh, man. I think... I got a good one. So, I can't remember which spring training. This might have been like 07 or 08. Brady Clark was an older teammate, but was really into health stuff. And he had this concoction of spices, like lemon juice, and it like cleans you out. Right?
Oh, wow.
And so this was right around the time I think Prince was vegan. And so he took this, and so he had been like, he chugged it. And like and he might not have been feeling well that day. And so, you know, spring training ends, the game's in. So we're on our way back. And at the time, this is when we were younger. So instead of being smart and living close to the field, we wanted to stay in Scottsdale. It was like, it was from Maryville to Scottsdale. It was like a 45-minute drive during the weekday. And my man, what is the spice that is in some of these drinks a lot of times? I can't remember what it is, but he drank this concoction. And I tell you, we got in the car and it must have hit him. And this man had to throw up.
Oh, no.
And so, like, he's out the window.
Prince Fielder's out the window.
Like, it's cleaning him out.
Oh.
I mean, before that, like, he was sweating, like, profusely. So you could whatever it was in that drink was starting to do its job. It was cleaning him out.
That's really
was doing
funny.
Its job.
Can you imagine just driving on the freeway and seeing Prince Fielder throwing up out the window?
I mean, nobody's like looking in, like, oh, look, that's Prince. He had his head out the window. Probably like, oh, this guy's probably drunk right now, paying the price. That's probably the most. I don't know if it was embarrassing for me.
No, but, it's fine. That's a good story. I know we're putting each other on the spot with these questions, so we accept many different answers. I have thrown up on a freeway because I was too drunk. So there you go, Chris.
I got a better one.
Okay,
yeah, but my first freshman year of college, San Diego State. This is a good one. We decide to play Century Club.
Oh,
did I tell
man.
The story already?
I don't think... No, we've talked about this off the air.
I've played Century Club.
100 shots of beer in 100 minutes.
The catch was I didn't drink beer at the time. So
what
I think
were
I'm,
you drinking?
I think I'm drinking Sky Vodka.
Oh, man.
And, oh, my goodness.
And pineapple soda.
Oh, my goodness.
Like little shot glasses. I probably made it to like 33.
That's a lot.
And then I don't remember very much. I remember like spots. I remember like
spots.
The toilet. I remember pizza coming, and then I remember the next day. And the thing I remember most was the next day we had to practice, and I was like, I'm hungover. I'm not going to practice. I get a call from one of my older teammates, Ben Julian. Now he goes, hey, man, heard you had a good time last night. That's awesome. Make sure you're at practice.
And did you die at practice?
I had my roommates. They went and got me some McDonald's.
Oh, nice.
Kind of some grease.
Yeah, yeah, you have to have the grease.
I thugged it out.
thugged it out
through that practice. And you know what? Because I made it through, most of them, all of them told me that was when you got our respect, because you went out, you did your thing, but you showed up, you practiced, no big deal.
Yeah, if you're gonna play, you gotta.
So
pay.
It was embarrassing to be remember spots of the night like toilet, pizza, and then you know waking up the next day. But I earned the respect of my teammates.
I love the I can. Obviously, totally imagine the what happened last night. Oh God, there's that toilet. Oh, there was some pizza.
The thing is, I didn't even wake up in the same place we started. So clearly, I had some good roommates because they got me in the bed. I don't remember any of that.
We're going to be talking about Mike Gundy, I believe, in the Big
yes,
Five. I'm
I
looking ahead.
That, yeah,
I believe you got his respect too, Tony.
Oh, yes.
I think I would have.
Mike yeah. Gundy would be so proud of you.
So proud.
All right, roll the die.
Oh, sorry. Four.
Scravy question.
No, four's everybody.
Oh, yeah, yes. You're right. Duh. All right, let's ask an easy question. Chris, who did you look up to when starting your career?
What do you mean?
Like, when you... So I'll just go first. When I was growing up, Joe Starkey was the guy who called 49ers football. Oh. And I love Joe Starkey. It always interested me in radio. And ever since I heard him, I was just a radio freak. So Joe Starkey, the 49ers play-by-play guy.
Okay.
What about you?
I'll take Vin Scully, Chick Hearn, Dick Enberg, and Bob Miller.
All four LA announcers.
Bob Miller was the Kings.
Oh, okay.
And he was just as legendary as the other guys. It's just that, you know, the hockey didn't have the same cachet, but Bob Miller could broadcast.
Tony?
Tony Gwynn.
Oh, your dad.
Pretty good guy to... Pretty good guy to...
Oh, I guess you can answer this question many different ways, because you kind of had two careers. You had a baseball career, and you had a broadcast career.
Still in the middle of one. What's the next one? Three?
Three.
Oh, that's a scravy question. I'll ask this one. You don't get to ask your own question.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh, Tony's got one. He's trying to find the most diabolical one.
I know.
Have you ever almost quit on the guys?
On us guys?
Yes.
Oh, well, other than yesterday and the day before that and the day before that.
Have I ever almost quit? I don't think I've ever been to the point where I've almost quit, but I've been to the point like where I've been thinking on a drive home or something like, man, I need to find something else to do with my life.
You've had that one multiple times.
Yeah, you just have a bad day and you're just driving home and you're like...
Yeah, but that's quitting on the job. This question, I believe, has to do with quitting on Tony and I.
Yeah, yeah,
like
sure.
Walking out during a show. Just leaving us.
Okay, all right. Here, got one. When you guys forced me into the whole Thai food thing,
he was mad about
I
that.
I was legitimately
yeah.
mad because we say so many different things on the show, and that one for whatever reason stuck. And then Chris, who does nothing, immediately in the break calls the Thai place and finds the food and like puts this thing whole together. And I'm like, Chris, you have
hey,
I've known you for 6 years.
Hey, that did come together pretty fast.
Too fast, as it turned out, because I didn't get the hottest Thai food
yeah,
I could have.
It rolled downhill pretty quick.
It rolled downhill. I was actually
mad. He was all along with it, and then it got serious, and he got pissed.
And let me ask you one last thing on the Thai thing.
Oh, gosh.
What is the all-time record for YouTube viewers we've ever had on this show?
Probably
by a mile.
The Thai thing.
Yeah.
Dylan sees trade, but Thai thing
no, don't
big.
Complain to me about the Thai food challenge.
Yeah.
Just for that, I got another three.
Oh,
ask another one to Scravy.
What bothers you most about Chris?
Where do I start?
Oh, it seems like the segment's about over here, isn't it?
I know. Where do I start? I would say there's a couple things.
Well, first, one is the crackers.
The crackers. I hate the crackers. He has the stupid crackers today.
No, I don't. No crackers today.
I think the in-show thing is when I go, hey, man, we really need to get into this thing quick. And then Chris is like 8 minutes into reading scores from ESPN.com. And I give him the look like, dude, we don't have any time anymore. What are we doing? Like, we start Chris vs. the Fans at 4:12.
I cannot even be looking at Scravy and can just feel him shaking his head like, I can't believe
What's he doing?
I do the hand thing. I do look really angry in the corner.
Just so you know, that oftentimes I set out to make it a very short segment, but it gets good to me sometimes, and I just ramble on. Sorry about that.
Yeah, there's other things, but that's the biggest one. Right,
I actually like this segment. This is fun.
All right. We need to make it longer.
We should have did the 1850s one for the group one.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a good one. We'll get to it next time. Let's get to break. 3 o'clock hour on the way. That means a dose of the Daily Gambit.
Thursdays at 10 a.m. for our weekly Padres Roundtable featuring Ben and Woods, Annie and Elston, and Gwen and Chris. It's presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. For takeout or delivery, go to roundtablepizza.com. Roundtable Pizza, the last honest pizza.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Last series before the break. Sunday theme game tickets are available. Now, they're giving away these baseball card pins. I think they're awesome. Awesome. Called player pins.
The peanut gallery really wants these things, sounds like.
Oh, these are huge items. I'm not kidding either.
They're big deals.
Camposano there. And then we got No Joe, baby.
No Joe.
And these are pretty sweet, man.
Campy's earring dangles in the pin.
Oh, it does. I mean, they give you a little tighter look at that. You see it?
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
I think that's kind of cool.
But you have to get a theme game ticket.
Theme game ticket only, though.
I saw Don the other night be like, you have to buy a theme game ticket. I'm sure that people, I would have missed
that. Well, I think a lot of people come to the game Sunday and expect these are going to be handed out to everybody,
no,
and they're not.
You got to get a special theme game ticket.
Theme game. I want to get the Jackson Merry Merrill Christmas T-shirt. I like that. I saw you modeling that yesterday.
Very comfortable cotton.
Looks
there.
Good.
Yeah, man.
Looks like a good shirt. When does that one come out?
That's another theme game joint.
I know.
I don't know exactly what day it is, though.
Yeah, I'm going to look forward to that.
All right. No traffic. Let's get to our Gwen and Chris FAQ.
Do we have to?
Yeah, we'll get an open for this, too. We got two segments that need opens now, but last time we did this, we had a pretty good time. I'll get into the way it works in just a second, but this hour in 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food from a healthier weight to more energy. When you switch your dog's food to The Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this, Chris?
None at all.
Maybe.
It's just
does your dog eat this?
He has.
Okay.
It's just real food made for the health of dogs. You get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. Now, yesterday, my dog was the most well-behaved dog in the studio, and Chris's dog was not that well-behaved.
Kylie, right?
Kylie, yes. Kylie the dog. Is Kylie okay?
She's fine.
Okay, good.
She's She wasn't
digging her place.
She was just uncomfortable running around looking for food and barking during the show.
She was barking at Jeff Hamby, who was just sitting outside.
Yeah, it didn't. her appearance did not go well, so she's probably not going to make too many more appearances.
She was fine. She was fine. All right, so here's how it works. There's four categories: Chris questions, Tony questions, Scraby questions, group questions. Chris is going to roll the die, and that determines who has to answer a question.
Right.
So, Chris, go ahead and roll the die.
All right, first number up is 5.
Okay, do it again.
Oh, 5's no
good. I need
good.
To find a four-sided die.
Four lower? Four.
A four-sided die?
I don't know if they have them, but... all right.
They do, actually.
They do?
Yeah, go to a game shop. You can find any sided die.
Have you started your magic lessons yet, Chris?
Nope. This weekend.
This weekend.
Yeah, you didn't hear about that one, Tony.
I didn't hear about that.
I signed up for... I'm going to learn how to do magic. Starting this weekend. I'm taking
That's
my
awesome.
First
I can't wait to
lesson.
Get you to do some magic tricks.
All right, the group question is... If you won the lottery... Would you quit your job? Chris, you go first.
Right. No, I don't think so.
You wouldn't?
No, I really enjoy this job.
Okay.
And this is a bit of a life goal situation with me, is to stay, you know, mentally attached as long as I can and have something, you know, to be... getting up and, you know, looking forward to every day.
Okay.
And so
it matters.
Like, I worry about some of my friends who are, because I'm getting, you know, to that age a little bit where some of my friends are retiring and I think they like it. They tell me they like it, but I'm not, you know, it doesn't sound great to me.
Yeah.
Sitting, getting up every day and okay. You know, it sounds fun for a few days, but like forever and ever. So no, I think I would definitely want to work.
Tony. Would you quit your job?
I'd quit one of my jobs.
We all know which one that would be.
Yeah, see you, Tony.
I agree with Chris. I have seen it. I think we've all seen it. Like somebody we know who's older retire and decline because they don't... It seems like... We don't have any proof, but it seems like you don't have that... thing that you're focused on and it keeps your mind active.
Yeah. Pulls you through.
Yeah, and that's kind of scary. So I would definitely want to continue to work, especially at this age. I'm only 41, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to add one thing. I have no chance of winning the lottery because I do not play the lottery.
I don't play either. My wife plays sometimes.
I really get a kick out of the fact that when it gets to $200 million, people play as if winning $14 million won't be enough.
For me?
Makes no sense.
I couldn't even quit my job fast enough.
Yeah, I could tell.
And I couldn't even find an island to buy fast enough.
I guarantee after you quit your job, you'd be back working doing something.
No, I would definitely do something like...
I would give you less than 6 months.
I would do it on my own. Like, I would employ myself to do something.
Okay, you'd be your own boss.
Yeah, yeah. But I joke when I say I would get out of here as fast as possible. I mean, like Chris said, this is a dream job. I worked my way up here. But there is something free about not being tied down
100%.
By the man. Not being tied down by the man, Chris.
I like the man.
I like the...
He likes the man, apparently.
The man is definitely strapping us down, for sure.
All right, roll the die, Chris.
Oh. 2.
2 is a Tony question.
Uh-oh.
All right. This is a good one. What's the most embarrassing moment you have had with another baseball player?
What does that mean?
It could be anything. It could be you were with Prince Fielder and you tripped and fell in front of a bunch of fans. I don't know. Something on the field. I know the Turf Monster in Toronto.
Yeah, we've gone over the Turf Monster plenty enough times there, Scraby.
And if you haven't gone over it enough, I'm sure Scraby will tweet out the video again.
Oh, man. I think... I got a good one. So, I can't remember which spring training. This might have been like 07 or 08. Brady Clark was on our team, an older teammate, but was really into health stuff. And he had this concoction of spices, like lemon juice, and it like cleans you out, right?
Oh, wow.
And so this was right around the time I think Prince was vegan. And so he took this, and so he had been like, he chugged it, and like we, and he might not have been feeling well that day. And so, you know, spring training ends, the game's in, so we're on our way back. And at the time, this is when we were younger, so instead of being smart and living close to the field, we wanted to stay in Scottsdale. It was like, so it was from Maryville to Scottsdale. It was like a 45-minute drive during the weekday. And my man, what is the spice that is in some of these drinks a lot of times? I can't remember what it is, but he drank this concoction. And I tell you, we got in the car, and it must have hit him. And this man had to throw up.
Oh, no.
And so, like, he's out the window.
Prince Fielder's out the window.
Like, it's cleaning him out.
Oh.
I mean, and before that, like, he was sweating, like, profusely. So, whatever it was in that drink was starting to do its job. It was cleaning him out.
That's really
it was doing
funny.
Its job.
Can you imagine just driving on the freeway and seeing Prince Fielder throwing up out the window?
Nobody's like looking in, like, oh, look, that's Prince. He had his head out the window. Probably like, oh, this guy's probably drunk right now, paying the price. That's probably the most, I don't know if it was embarrassing for me.
No, but, it's fine. That's a good story. I know we're putting each other on the spot with these questions, so we accept many different answers. I have thrown up on a freeway because I was too drunk, so there you go. Chris?
Oh, I got a better one.
Okay.
Yeah, but my first freshman year of college, San Diego State, this is a good one. We decide to play Century Club.
Oh,
did I tell
man.
The story already?
I don't think, no, we've talked about this off the air.
I've played Century Club.
100 shots of beer in 100 minutes.
The catch was I didn't drink beer at the time. So
what
I think
were
I'm,
you drinking?
I think I'm drinking Sky Vodka.
Oh, man.
And, oh, my goodness.
And pineapple soda.
Oh, my goodness.
Like little shot glasses. I probably made it to like 33.
That's a lot.
And then I don't remember very much. I remember like spots. I remember like
spots.
The toilet. I remember pizza coming. And then I remember the next day. And the thing I remember most was the next day we had to practice. And I was like, I'm hungover. I'm not going to practice. I get a call from one of my older teammates, Ben Julian. And he goes, hey, man, heard you had a good time last night. That's awesome. Make sure you're at practice.
Oh boy.
And did you die at practice?
I had my roommates. They went and got me some McDonald's.
Oh, nice.
Kind of some grease.
Yeah, you have to have the grease.
I thugged it out.
thugged it out
through that practice. And you know what? Because I made it through, most of them, all of them told me that was when you got our respect. Because you went out, you did your thing, but you showed up, you practiced, no big deal.
Yeah, if you're gonna play, you gotta.
So
pay.
It was embarrassing to remember spots of the night like toilet, pizza, and then you know waking up the next day. But I earned the respect of my teammates.
Actually. I can obviously totally imagine what happened last night. Oh God, there's that toilet. Oh, there was some pizza.
The thing is, I didn't even wake up in the same place we started. So clearly, I had some good roommates because they got me in the bed. I don't remember any of that.
We're going to be talking about Mike Gundy, I believe, in the Big Five. I'm looking ahead.
That, yeah.
I believe you got his respect, too, Tony.
Oh, yes.
I think I would have.
Mike Gundy would be so proud of you.
So proud.
All right. Roll the die.
Oh, sorry. 4.
Scravy question.
No, 4 is everybody.
Oh, yeah, yes. You're right. Duh. All right, let's ask an easy question. Chris, who did you look up to when starting your career?
What do you mean?
Like, when you... So I'll just go first. When I was growing up, Joe Starkey was the guy who called 49ers football. Oh. And I love Joe Starkey. It always interested me in radio. And ever since I heard him, I was just a radio freak. So Joe Starkey, the 49ers play-by-play guy.
Okay.
What about you?
I'll take Vin Scully, Chick Hearn, Dick Enberg, and Bob Miller.
All
four LA announcers. Bob Miller was the Kings.
Oh, okay.
And he was just as legendary as the other guys. It's just that, you know, the hockey didn't have the same cachet, but Bob Miller could broadcast.
Tony?
Tony Gwynn.
Oh, your dad.
Pretty good guy to.
I guess you can answer this question many different ways because you kind of had two careers. You had a baseball career and you had a broadcast career.
Still in the middle of one. What's the next one?
Three.
Oh, that's a scrappy question. I'll ask this one. You don't get to ask your own question.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh, Tony's got one. He's trying to find the most diabolical one.
I know.
Have you ever almost quit on the guys?
On us guys?
Yes.
Oh, well, other than yesterday and the day before that and the day before that.
Have I ever almost quit? I don't think I've ever been to the point where I've almost quit, but I've been to the point like where I've been thinking on a drive home or something like, man, I need to find something else to do with my life.
You've had that one multiple times.
Yeah, you just have a bad day and you're just driving home.
But that's quitting on the job. This question, I believe, has to do with quitting on Tony and I.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
for sure.
Walking out during a show.
Just leaving us. Okay. All right. Here, got one. When you guys forced me into the whole Thai food thing,
he was mad about that.
I was legitimately mad because we say so many different things on the show, and that one for whatever reason stuck. And then Chris, who does nothing, immediately in the break calls the Thai place and finds the food and like puts this thing whole together. And I'm like, Chris, you have I've known you for 6 years.
Hey, that did come together pretty fast.
Too fast, as it turned out, because I didn't get the hottest Thai food I could have.
It rolled downhill pretty quick.
I was actually really mad.
He was all along with it, and then it got serious, and he got pissed.
And let me ask you one last thing on the Thai thing.
Oh, gosh.
What is the all-time record for YouTube viewers we've ever had on this show?
Probably by a mile. The Thai thing.
Yeah.
Dylan sees trade, but Thai thing
No, don't complain
big.
To me about the Thai food challenge.
Yeah.
Just back for that, I got another three.
Oh,
ask another one to Scraby.
What bothers you most about Chris?
Where do I start?
Oh, it seems like the segment's about over here, isn't it?
I know. Where do I start? I would say there's a couple things.
First, one is the crackers.
I hate the crackers. He has the stupid crackers today.
No, I don't. No crackers today.
Then I think the in-show thing is when I go, hey, man, we really need to get into this thing quick. And then Chris is like 8 minutes into reading scores from ESPN.com. And I give him the look like, dude, we don't have any time anymore. What are we doing? Like, we start Chris vs. the Fans at 4:12.
I cannot even be looking at Scraby and can just feel him shaking his head like, I can't believe.
What's he doing?
I do the hand thing. I do look really angry in the corner.
Just so you know that oftentimes I set out to make it a very short segment, but it gets good to me sometimes, and I just ramble on. Sorry about that.
Yeah, there's other things, but that's the biggest
thing. Right,
I actually like this segment. This is fun.
All right. We need to make it longer.
We should have did the 1850s one for the group one.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a good one. Well, we'll get to it next time. Let's get to break. 3 o'clock hour on the way. That means a dose of the Daily Gambit.
Thursdays at 10 a.m. for our weekly Padres Roundtable featuring Ben and Woods, Annie and Elston, and Gwen and Chris. It's presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. For takeout or delivery, go to roundtablepizza.com. Roundtable Pizza, the last honest pizza.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
auto pay using debit or bank account, plus taxes and fees. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits, and if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back. Circa Survivor and Circa Million are now up to a record $16 million in guaranteed prizes. Two ways to win and no rake. Circa Survivor contestants select one team each week with no point spread. Last the longest to win it all with $10 million guaranteed. In Circa Million, make five picks against the spread each week for your share of $6 million guaranteed through quarterly and full season payouts. Enter Nevada. Play from anywhere. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
A happy place comes in many colors. One that leaves you feeling refreshed. Something that gets you all fired up. Or gives you the space to chill. Whatever your color, bring happiness home with CertaPro Painters and make your happy place your home. CertaPro Painters, that's painting happy. Get started today at CertaPro.com. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. CSLB numbers are 105-2440, 107-1052.
Hey, it's Roger Moore, CEO of Loan Pronto. If you're like me, you're getting crushed by rising costs of everything these days. I get it. It's brutal, and credit card rates are ridiculous and going higher. That's why at Loan Pronto, we launched our Express Equi line of credit to bring you the relief you and your family need, using your home, your most valuable asset. We've helped thousands of people like you get fast relief with cash. The average homeowner who does this gets tens of thousands in just days and is able to save $850 per month in overall expenses. I'm talking life-changing money. Your money that you have access to right now. Listen, if you're ready to get control of your finances and get off the hamster wheel, call Loan.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
This is Manny Machado from the San Diego Padres.
Machado with his second, double in as many innings.
The Padres play here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.